The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, for more on the Iranian conflict, joining me now is Sayed Hossein Mousavian, former Iranian ambassador to Germany and former spokesperson of the Iran nuclear program. Good evening to you, Sayed. The current situation on the ground in Iran, how difficult is this now for civilians?
I think as of now, perhaps thousands of civilians, they have been killed, at least 200 students in three different schools, at least nine hospitals, they have been attacked. And I assume the number of deaths and casualties are thousands.
Said a lot of support is being expressed, particularly by the Iranian diaspora, for American and Israeli action, this military action in Iran, because of their own ongoing dislike of the Islamic regime. The celebrations in the streets we've seen at the death of the supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei. Do you believe that there will be regime change coming from all of this?
First of all, Iranian diaspora outside, they are very different with Iranian, 90 million Iranian inside the country. Although I would say majority of Iranians inside Iran, they are not really satisfied with the governing system, and they believe there is dysfunctionality. They are very unsatisfied about the economic situation, but they are supporting the unity, the integrity, and the sovereignty of their country. And that's why you see, I don't know whether you watched a lot of demonstrations after the death of Ayatollah Khamenei, hundreds of thousands of people, they came to the streets for mournings. And that's why really the Iranian diaspora outside, they do not represent Iranians inside the country.
Okay. Now, I did see people mourning the death of the Ayatollah. But also we do know that there's been huge unrest in Iran since the start of the year in particular, and huge protests, which has resulted in the death of many protesters. A lot of those people, even within the country, those who were supportive of those protests, they are in some cases celebrating, no?
See, as I said, to my understanding, majority of Iranians, they are not really satisfied about the economic situation of the country and even about a lot of social issues. But when it comes to attacking Iran, aggression against the country, I think majority of the nation, they are really united to defend their countries. This is exactly what we saw during 8 years of Saddam invasion of Iran. And this is what we noticed after the U.S.-Israeli invasion of Iran in 2025. The assumption of Washington and Tel Aviv was the moment they attacked, the people, they would come to the streets in order to rise against the system. There would be a regime collapse, but it was completely vice versa. I mean, the people, they came and they defended the country and they fought against the U.S. and Israel invasion. Therefore, if they leave the Iranian people without military strike, of course they would show demonstrations, they would come to street, they would show their dissatisfaction, they will ask for reforms, for changes, for better life. But when they are attacked, they would forget the economic problem. They would support their country.
Okay. So would it be your opinion, Sayed, that we will not see regime change come from all of this?
Iran has resisted for thousands of years. I mean, this is not a banana country. I mean, Iran has been invaded during different centuries, and they have been able to resist and to survive. I believe Iranian negotiators before the war, they were really serious for a peaceful nuclear arrangement, peaceful nuclear deal. And now the Iranian establishment, they are convinced that the U.S. and Israel objective from the beginning was not a peaceful deal or diplomacy. They are and they have been after regime change and the total collapse of the country. That's why for them now the issue is existential war. And I believe they would resist, they would fight up to the last blood.
All right. So the regime will not go quietly, is what you're saying. Do you believe that there is a diplomatic pathway to de-escalation here for Iran?
It depends to the U.S. Look, first of all, you remember in 2015, we had nuclear deal. Iran complied fully. The U.S. cheated and withdrew from the deal. Second, we had the new round of negotiation during President Trump in April 2025. And the negotiators, as Omani foreign minister publicly said in his interview some days ago, he said in April 2025 negotiations, we reached to principles, significant progress. And in February 2026, nuclear negotiations also, as he said, we had significant progress and we were at the verge of deal, and the U.S. betrayed and the U.S. attacked in both periods, in 2025 and 2026. Therefore, if the U.S. objective is regime change, as President Trump publicly said he is after regime change, then there is no diplomacy. There is no chance for diplomacy. But if the U.S. objective is no nuclear bomb, definitely there is a big opportunity for a diplomacy.
All right. In terms of the wider impact on the region, obviously Iran has hit targets in the Persian Gulf states. Hezbollah and Israel are trading missiles across the Lebanese-Israeli border. Are we on the cusp of seeing a very wide regional expanding conflict, do you think?
Definitely. I mean, as you may have seen during 15 years of my work at Princeton University, through hundreds of articles, interviews, I had predicted if there is no nuclear deal, if the U.S. is after regime change, we will have a regional war because Iran is not going to surrender. And for as of now, Iranians, they are attacking the U.S. bases in the region because the U.S. and Israel, they have started the second war on Iran. And the war was completely illegal, illegitimate against the U.N. Charter. And there was really no imminent threat for the U.S. to attack Iran. I mean, this is what high-level American politicians, they are repeating every day. That's why already we are in a regional war. Whether this would escalate to an unmanageable situation, I would say yes. Except if the regional countries and President Trump would come for a ceasefire and for a realistic deal.
My thanks there to Sayed Hossein Mousavian, former spokesperson of the Iran nuclear program and former Iranian ambassador to Germany.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.